Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June 29th, 2018. In today's news, a multi-building project in Brooklyn, New York has been approved. Developers of a tower in Western Canada have cleared their first hurdle for approval. An Upper East Side Manhattan condominium tower is making good progress. And a redesigned high-rise project has gotten the green light at Scarborough Beach in Australia.
Permits have been approved for a mixed-use development on the East River in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, New York, that includes five buildings, New York MB reports. According to the permit filings, the project, named Callier Place, will include two 33-story towers standing 290 feet tall, 19 and 14-story towers standing 190 and 142 feet tall, respectively, and a 14-story building rising 211 feet. The development would total almost 1 million square feet, 700,000 of which would hold some 700 apartments. Another 10,000 square feet would be designated commercial, while 7,160 square feet of space was listed as an unspecified community facility. The developer is M&H Realty, LLC, and the design is by Cooper Robertson & Partners, with SLCE Architects as architect of record.
City planning officials in Nanaimo, Canada, have approved a plan for a 24-story, 109-unit luxury residential building, which would be the Vancouver Island Municipality's second-tallest building, Nanaimo News Now reports. The project, called Marcello, is being put together by Vancouver-based Wertman Development Corporation. The height of the building is significantly taller than the six-story height for which the land parcel is zoned, so planning approval was vital. The rezoning application still must win council approval, be aired at a public meeting, and then be granted final approval. But the developer expressed optimism that work could begin in early 2019. Nanaimo's tallest building is the 28-story Cameron Island building.
New York MB reports construction on an Upper East Side Manhattan, New York residential high-rise is making major progress. The 21-story building at 147 East 86th Street will bring 61 condominiums to an area mostly populated by lower-rise brownstones. In addition to 130,000 square feet set aside for the units, which will range from 2 to 5 bedrooms, the building will offer 30,000 square feet of retail space, a 24,000 square foot fitness center, a lounge, a children's playroom, and a landscaped roof deck. Construction did not begin until the demolition of a previous structure wrapped up in late 2017, and the new building has risen above the 13th floor.
A twin tower project that will rise as high as 43 stories gained approval from Perth, Australia officials after developers reduced the overall size of the project, Australia's ABC News reports. The Chinese-backed developers Three Oceans plan to build two mixed-use residential and hotel towers of 43 and 33 floors near the main beach. The taller tower will rise more than twice as high as the beach's current tallest building, the 18-story Rendezvous Hotel. Planning officials had earlier rejected a proposed $294 million U.S. dollar plan that called for 43 and 35-story towers. The new proposal cut the number of apartments from 346 to 314 and cut the number of hotel rooms from 158 to 119. It also cut the height of the second tower from 35 floors. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.